Coventry has just been sensational right from day one at every level, from schools to businesses to sport to culture to, you know, to Godiva Awakes to this, the Torch, to the fact that, you know, Rico will be hosting Olympic football. It's just amazing and, you know, makes me feel dead proud.
It's lit, it's lit. I can see the Torch is lit again in Coventry.
Because you could just see crowds flocking to follow him, like the Pied Piper of Hamelin with the torch.
Do you know, it's quite interesting as well, from where I stand here, it looks a little bit like the statue of Sir Frank Whittle is saluting the torch as it heads up.
There's a huge crowd of people, hundreds of people thronging around that flame as it's held aloft by Ali Abdullahi, who's walking out up towards Broadgate.
Yes, yes, we've got our first sight of the Olympic torch. Fantastic. Just coming up to Sky Blue Way. The children are delighted. You can hear the screams in the background and they're all smiling. They've had their first glimpse of the Olympic torch. Excuse me, what's your name, please?
It's Dave.
How are you feeling?
Good!
Hundreds of people are on the Binley Road. The crowds here on a Monday morning when people are off to work, off to school, it's just incredible. There are hundreds, if not thousands, in my eyesight.
It is fabulous here in Rugby outside the town centre. It really is phenomenal. Hundreds of people standing here waving their bangers. I'm not sure if that's the technical term or not, but the bangers are out here in Rugby. I know you're very enthused, Asa, about Torch arrival.
Yes, what's happened today is tremendous for the whole town. It's history, it'll never happen again, so we should be very, very proud of it.
Happy birthday to you!
Birthday, mate.
Thank you very much.
And what did you do on your birthday then?
I carried the Olympic flame through Coventry.
Is that all? Is that all you did?
It was unbelievable. It was very overwhelming. I was completely humbled by the turnout and something I'll definitely never forget.
There's an actual rugby match taking place on the main field now. Everybody stop watching the rugby match and turning this way to watch the convoy coming through. They're having to duck down on the big buses because the trees are so low. Because they're basically open top buses and all the people on top are having to crouch down as it comes along.
Tony Woodhouse has just lifted that Olympic flame and he has got so much support this morning from rugby. He's wearing badge number 24 and he's just lapping it up. He's waving, he's accepting all the cheers that's coming his way. Currently the gates of Rugby School being open, which means I can see the top of the flame. It is just making its way out of Rugby School grounds. The flame now aloft high, huge crowds outside, fantastic atmosphere. It's runner number 29. Her name is Katie Spalton. She's 13. She looks quite coy, but so delighted. The last torchbearer is just coming into view now. And you can hear that some enthusiastic horn beeping there.
I didn't really realise just how many people lived in Dunchurch, because I think every resident, family, friend, member from wherever has turned out, flags waving as he comes into the centre there.
It looks like now that flame has been extinguished here in Warwickshire, but the whole village has come out to see this, and what a send-off for Warwickshire.
8,000 runners.
One flame.
The Olympic Torch Relay with BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.